Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 66. An arrest has been made in the investigation into the murder of a man whose badly decomposed body was found in a downtown Kenosha home last week. Kenosha police say 55-year-old Derek Matthews has been arrested on a charge of being party to first-degree intentional homicide. He made a first court appearance this afternoon and is being held on a $500,000 bond until formal charges are filed. 51-year-old Michael Guyon was found dead in a home in the 300 block of 59th Place last Tuesday after city workers reported lots of flies and a foul odor near the home. An autopsy determined he had been murdered, but police have not yet released the manner of death. Police continue to keep a close eye on the crime scene. At least one squad car has been seen parked near the house every day. A news release says the investigation is ongoing. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department plans to exhume the body of a newborn infant found under a bridge more than 15 years ago. The cold case was reopened recently, and according to a news release, a person of interest has been identified. The newborn's body was discovered by trappers under the Des Plaines River Bridge on Highway N in the town of Paris in November of 1989. An autopsy at the time determined the baby had been born alive. Baby John Doe was buried at St. John's Cemetery in the town of Randall, and the case went cold. About a year ago, the case was reopened when new information became available, and two detectives have been working on the case. But in order to obtain DNA evidence, the baby's body must be exhumed. That's scheduled to take place this Thursday. A ceiling fan malfunctioned inside a home at 2336 Bate Street in Racine before 7 o'clock this morning, which led to about $4,000 in damage, but no injuries. A fire department news release says the owner woke up to a smoke alarm sounding, got out, and went to a neighbor's home to call 911. The first arriving crews confirmed a police officer's early declaration of an active fire and smoke showing. Flames were extinguished in the kitchen, with smoke having to be vented from other parts of the home. Former fire station number 5 in Racine at 1437 Marquette Street was home to the Racine First Choice pre-apprenticeship program for the last several years. But with its recent demise, the Great Lakes Conservation Corporation is looking to take over the lease from the city. During the Public Works Committee meeting, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag said Great Lakes was kind of a partner with First Choice in the same building. He noted the dollar rental would be in addition to them paying all the building's operational costs, including utilities.
And if no one was in there, we'd be paying for utilities that we had to maintain, so they're offsetting the costs that way. They also need to take care of the grass cutting, snow plowing, all that around there. Again, the city would have to do that if somebody wasn't in that facility.
Eag said students with the Great Lakes Group mainly work on solar energy projects in the community. Alderman Henry Perez questioned the $1 on rent, suggesting it seemed like a sweetheart deal, even though they're doing all that other stuff. He was the only no vote on the committee's recommended support to the Common Council tonight. Residents in Mount Pleasant should expect a notice in the mail and a posting on the website about the reassessment process and the village moving closer next year to the 100% level on its own versus the state ordering it in the near future. Assessor Dan McHugh said it's all about fair market value, which could mean different numbers in different parts of the village.
It may mean one neighborhood goes up 4%, this neighborhood here goes up 6%, just because the market has dictated that values in a different neighborhood are going to come higher. So it isn't everybody in the entire village going up the same, but it is meaning everybody goes to as close to 100% as possible.
McHugh noted Mount Pleasant is currently within state parameters at about 97% on assessments. He pointed out he has nothing to do with taxes if they go up or down. Doctors in Wisconsin are being told to prescribe opioid pain medication sparingly and always after a conversation about the dangers of addiction. Wisconsin's Medical Examining Board is out with new rules for opioid prescriptions. The board says controlling pain medication could stop someone from abusing it and becoming addicted. The Disabled American Veterans is looking for volunteer drivers to take veterans to their appointments at the VA Medical Center in Milwaukee. The need is greatest in Racine, Waukesha, and Washington counties, and volunteers will be accepted for Milwaukee as well. However, the need there is not as high. Volunteers can work as few hours and days as they want, and vehicles are located in each area. In Racine, the vans are housed at All Saints Hospital. More information is available by calling 414-384-2000, extension 45715. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.